Anaheim will clear the puck out. That's Fowler. And Anaheim holds on here for a 5-3 win.
Well, the Nashville Predators certainly doing anything and everything in their power to inch their way back into this game there late, making some late pushes there each and every shift. But the Anaheim Ducks are able to fend them off, come out with the 2 points.
And we'll be heading downstairs to visit with Radko Gudas in just a short period of time. Have a quick recap, and then Emerson will be joined by Alexis Downey. So, all in all, good effort here. That's a great way to start a road trip.
Yeah, it certainly is. And look, they got it done. I mean, it goes to show what it takes to win at the National Hockey League level. I mean, to not only create the lead in which you did early on, that's huge. And it's unfortunately, a lot of times this year, it's been the other way. It's been the opposing team creating that lead. But here, Anaheim turning the page, coming to this game, what seemed like a clean slate, a fresh mindset, and just getting it done really each and every shift.
All right. And now we look forward to a trip over to Raleigh, North Carolina, not too far away, and a game there on a Thursday night. You can hear it all on DuckStream. We hope you stick around and join us for the entire trip. And maybe this is the type of effort you build on. And so some good things happened tonight. It's good to see, because it's been hard winning games in this building in the past. Pretty entertaining playoff series years ago. But I think there's a rivalry here between these two teams. They don't like each other, and I think we've seen it of late.
No, I agree. And look, you mentioned learning from this one, and you can learn from losses, you can learn from wins, but being probably the best game so far for this Anaheim Ducks team collectively as a full team effort, they should certainly take notes on this one.
All righty, we're just waiting for a few seconds to get down to the Anaheim Ducks locker room, and Emerson will have a visit with Radko Gudas, and then be joined by Alexis Downey back at our studios in Southern California. So, all in all, I think a pretty enjoyable day of hockey here in Country Music USA, the Bridgestone Arena, 5-3, and we'll look forward to the next meeting between these two teams. That'll take place in Anaheim, California. Lukasz Dostal in golf with all kind of media down in the locker room after the game. And I'll tell you what, he was one of the top players in this game for the Ducks. And I'll tell you something, he's something special. And we've seen him perform at his best now on more than just a couple of occasions.
No, certainly. And can look back to that Toronto Maple Leafs game where he set the Anaheim Ducks franchise record in saves there in that performance that night. And boy, if you think about how well the Toronto Maple Leafs played in that effort. Of course, they came out the win in overtime with a perfect shot from Austin Matthews, and that's what they certainly needed to solve Lukasz Dostal. But he strung quite a few of these previous games together and in just such a confident way, and I truly believe he is on the brink of really taking his already lights out career to a whole nother level.
I'm with you on that 100%. Young man's got a bright future with the Anaheim Ducks organization, and based on this outing, we'll probably see him a couple of more times on this particular road trip. So we're being told that Coach Cronin is in the locker room spending a couple of minutes with the team before we get Radko out here, and I guess he would have a lot of nice things to say about his team's effort here. Good job, fellas. And, hey, we got to do it again in two nights.
Well, and especially just knowing how long this road trip is. You know, you don't want a long road trip of losing. You want a long road trip of winning. And this is, sure, I mean, 9 days. You play five games on this, road trip. And, boy, what a way to start it.
It is. It is, and you know what? There's no easy game on the road in this league. I don't care where you're playing. I don't care if you see a team once or twice. It's tough to win in the National Hockey League, and you need everybody on board. And we've been told that it's just a couple of minutes away before we can get down to see maybe Radko Gudas visit with Emerson Edom up here. And, again, I guess they had a nice little meeting with his team, and Greg Cronin and the coaching staff should be proud of his effort by his guys, every one of them contributing that got into the lineup tonight. And, hey, good for him. I'll tell you, that guy works hard. He's a great coach. And it's nice to see him rewarded with a victory and the players coming up big here and then hanging on at the end. But I think regardless how it ends up, you learn something from every single game.
And look for the Anaheim Ducks to continue with this pairing. I mean, you play so well. Can you shake things up when they played that well? I mean, in particular, that top four, Vaakanainen paired with Fowler, and then you got Lacombe paired with Gudas. And I just thought with the changes within those, I mean, they played so just with a sense of togetherness, a sense of, you know, just by eye test, looking like they've played this whole year together. Of course, Mintikoff and Lyubushkin stayed together as they have been the whole year. But Lukasz Dostal on out, everyone came prepared, did the job needed to come out with the 2 points. And said it over and over, it is just nice to start this long road trip, East Coast, I don't know, questionable weather.
Yeah,
Steve,
I'll say.
On a high note.
Yeah, and we got some more going into Raleigh, North Carolina tonight. So hope everyone is safe and sound. And I'll tell you what, we'll give it another moment or two here. He went and asked for Radko, and again, the coach went in, and I'm sure he had a lot of nice things to say to his team about this effort tonight. And, you know, it's fun when you win hockey games, and it's been a struggle this year. And a reward goes to those who play their hardest, and this was a solid effort by every individual on this hockey team, the Anaheim Ducks. And 5-3 was the final, if you just tuned us in, and the shot totals tell you how good Dostal was. 42 for Nashville, 33 for Anaheim. And appears like we're really close maybe to going downstairs and visiting with Radko Gudas. And we'll see if we can get the final word here at any moment. You can hear some of the noise down in the locker room. And, again, we'll be heading out then. All right, so trying to get a message down there to see if they're going to have someone for us. 5-3, again, the final here, Anaheim over the Nashville Predators. So look forward to the next game, and then the following ones here. Start to the road trip, very good, and we hope you enjoy the broadcast tonight. And we'll be on the air fairly early, coming up in 2 days in Raleigh, around a 3:30 Pacific Coast time start, with the pregame show, 4 o'clock, for the play-by-play. So 5-3 was the final. Strome, Vetrano, McTavish, Terry, and Gudas all scored before Nashville got there first, and that's a positive sign, too, as far as offense is concerned. And you need to score goals to win games, and they got plenty tonight. And then the solid goaltending and just a solid effort by every single player. And that's about all that I have to say on this big win tonight in the Music City.
Yeah, it's good to see killer Alex Killorn come out with 2 points. He had that in the first period. Comes out with 2 points, and it seems as if we have Radko Gudas joining us here in just 1 second.
And we'll see if we can get down to him in that 1 or 2 seconds that have been pinpointed for us. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's down there. Yeah, we're ready to go, and we'll see if they're ready downstairs.
About 30 seconds, please.
Okay, 30 seconds, we're told. 30 seconds before interview time.
Well, I'll just continue on. I mean, good to see Jackson Lacombe come out with 2 points, and I thought he had some really bright moments in that hockey game, and just that duo. We're going to have the fortunate opportunity here and momentarily to speak with his D partner, Radko Gudas, but I thought that pairing was good. I thought Urho stepped in with Cam and played lights out, and from, once again, Lukasz Dostal on out, everyone had a game plan, everyone had a purpose, and everyone was, for the most part, firing on all cylinders.
So here's a note from the fans. Let's do it again. In Carolina on Tuesday night, and this is Thursday coming up, our next game, and looking forward to that. Okay, Radko is here.
Oh, we're lucky to be joined by Radko Gudas, defenseman for your Anaheim Ducks. Radko, take us back to your goal. I can't think of a more Radko Gudas goal than that. So take us back to that one.
Really? You mean coming out of the penalty box and then having a breakaway and shooting from corner? Or
Well, just the relentless, that your weight transfer just with such authority, and then behind the net winning that battle. I mean, you just fend it off all the pressure. It was just good to see.
Yeah, it was a great play by the guys, you know, killing a huge penalty. You know, it's not something you want to have at the start of the third period, especially when you have the lead like that. So kudos to the guys that killed the penalty. And then Jax had a great view on me getting out of the box and find me nicely. And I was lucky enough that the puck bounced my way, and tried to protect it as much as I can. Then I saw MacT, and I'm not going to lie, I don't even know how the puck bounced in. So I just tried to get it in the net front because I saw guys coming in, and all of a sudden it was in the net. So, yeah, it was a very, very lucky goal.
Well, it was a brilliant effort there and certainly fun to watch. Goods, you're just one guy that has been in the league for quite some time, ton of experience. I mean, I got to ask, what were some of maybe one, two changes that your team made in preparation to this game? It just seems like you had better jump. The overall effort was there. What is there, you know, one, two things that you guys did differently to create that overall outcome?
I think tonight's game was a very like a good step for us in simplifying the things that we're doing out in the neutral zone, especially our as a decor. You know, we didn't do many passes back, and we kept the game simple, and we tried to play north, and we tried to push the pace up and make sure that their D have to go the puck all 200 feet, you know, from our net. So I think we did a great job today with supporting each other, and our F3 today was tremendous. You know, gave us the opportunity to be pinching down and have always the third guy back. Obviously, we give up some odd man rushes, but I even liked our effort coming back. You know, guys are working their backs off to come back, and it's awesome to see from everybody buying in. And you know, we lose a guy like Z in the game like that. We lost Jamie yesterday, so it was a great game for us to see the effort from the whole group, and the group bought in and simplified the things, and it worked out for us. So I think it's a great step for us.
Yeah, certainly it was. I mean, the overall quickness in passing, puck movement was certainly quicker here tonight. So good win. Enjoy it with your teammates, and good luck next game.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
Okay, defenseman Radko Gudas spending some time with us. You know, just in the matter of time here, because they are going to try to get off to Carolina, we won't take a commercial break. Just bring in Alexis for a few words with Emerson here from the arena.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Emerson, as we wrap up this game against the Nashville Predators, why don't we just jump into some of the highlights from this one?
Let's do it.
All right, starting in that first period, it was Ryan Strome that got the goal to get the scoring going just 11 minutes and 15 seconds into it.
Power play time, winding down. The Ducks have killed it off. Nashville lets a shot go, and now Strome has a breakaway out of the box. In shoots, he scores! Ryan Strome shorthanded, and boy, the guys needed that. It's 1-0 for the Anaheim Ducks.
Well, Emerson, you had the chance to talk with Killorn a little bit just about that pass up to Strome, but how impressive was that?
Oh, it was so impressive. I thought when he first released that, right when that puck left his backhand there, I thought it was going to be essentially a flip or a dump that was going to go too far. It was too high, too much power, and then sure enough, it just has the perfect bounce. I think it was probably going to end up in the hands of Ryan Strome regardless. He had that separation, but it took the perfect bounce. Just the whole sequence, his wherewithal, knowing Ryan was coming out of the box, that perfect touch with the flip, and just to, you couldn't put together a more just a photo finish of an effort with that goal. I mean, it was just forehand, backhand, five hole. It was the perfect move in tight to seal the deal.
And the Ducks kept that energy going as Ross Johnston and Luke Shen dropped the mitts not too long after that at 8:32 on the clock. Just getting that energy continued to be going with the Ducks.
Tell you what, I like that word sunshine. It's been dreary here over the last couple years. They got storms, they got tornadoes, all kinds of things, and we have a fight. Ross Johnston involved, pinned against the board near the penalty box. Oh, and he's chopping away with some right hands on Luke Shen. They are going at one another. Big time referee's crease now. Uppercut Johnston over the top, back of the head by Johnston. And the officials will come in to separate Ross Johnston and Luke Shen. And that was a mighty big scrap.
Emerson, did you feel like the placement of that fight was fitting, having that part happening in the game that early?
Oh, for sure. It was almost that alpha mentality of just, look, we're up by a goal. If someone's going to call me out, in this case, it was Luke Shen for the Nashville Predators. Just look, I could imagine or assume that it was Luke Shen trying to get some momentum and energy built for his club, and he calls out Ross Johnston. Ross proceeds to answer the bell, and hey, look, that was a unanimous win for Ross Johnston. A lot of uppercuts, a lot of over the tops thrown, and all out just a great effort. But to your point, I mean, yeah, he answered the bell at the perfect time there in that New Jersey game. I remember having the discussion on when to, when not to, maybe when it's too late. But that game, he answered the call on a perfect time there, being tied. And in this hockey game, he put this team and took it to a whole nother level from an energy standpoint, getting the boys buzzing.
And it really did keep that energy going as Frank Vatrano would get on the board, giving the Ducks a 2-goal lead in that first period, tipped right off Jackson Lacombe's shot at 14-11 into the period.
Here's Killorn. And a shot towards the net, Lacombe, and it's deflected in. And the Ducks score their second goal of the opening period. And that one belongs to Frank Vatrano, who, by the way, was set up in front of the net to get the stick on the puck. And it's a 2-0 lead for the good guys.
And the Ducks kept it rolling as Mason McTavish would have the third goal of that first period, coming on the power play, a long-awaited power play goal, as we only saw one during that homestand of 8 games. So good on Mason McTavish to get this one from a tough angle.
Go through the list, the other words we have written down here. No, you're just kidding. And we're not kidding about this. The Anaheim Ducks just scored another goal late in the period off the faceoff. Mason McTavish smiling at his teammates right from the draw. A JMG power play goal late in the period. And how about this effort, as we've been talking about all period long? It's Anaheim 3, Nashville 0.
What a goal. Mason McTavish, he's barking with that shot. Are you kidding me?
Emerson, I love the barking, but let's talk about that goal from Mason McTavish. What an angle that came from.
What an angle, and he had a not a similar one, different circumstances. He wasn't stationary as he shot that puck into the top shelf of the net, but he had another one a little bit after that where he was just above the goal line. He couldn't quite connect on that one, but it's so good to see. Going back to some of those games, out of the box for the breakaway, top shelf, I mean, those are those big time shots that he did a little bit early on in the season. The Anaheim, they created that separation early on and were playing with the lead the whole game, so a little bit different in terms of when it was scored, but nonetheless, it was a big time shot, and it was a key goal in this game. I mean, they needed that separation, as we saw Nashville really coming alive there late. If they didn't have the lead that they built, it could have posed trouble there late in the hockey game.
Mason McTavish certainly has been a part of some big moments in the Ducks' play this season so far. So moving into that second period, a 3-goal lead for the Ducks. Nashville not having any goals in that first period, and the Ducks would keep it rolling because it was Troy Terry who would have the next goal just 3 minutes into that second period.
Here's Anaheim delivering the puck up the center ice. Vaakanainen swept it in. Henrik plays it. Troy Terry in front. They score! It's Ryan Strome again on a great setup pass from behind the net. And the Ducks have built up a 4-0 lead in Nashville.
Now, Emerson, it did look like Ryan Strome almost tipped that one, but it was actually Dante Fabro's stick.
Yeah, and I just by I got a sense that that was the case in real time watching the replay. Of course, put a stamp on it, but that's just what happens, right? Like when you're playing so well, when you're fighting on the back check as the Ducks were here tonight. I mean, everyone was checking back hard. Sure, there was some potential opportunities for some odd man rushes, and that was the thing. I obviously was well aware just with the talent and their quick transition play, but you know the Ducks were just so quick to get back that they foiled pretty much every single one of them. And when you get back, you just get rewarded with just, I don't know, it is the hockey gods coming in to play. That's what happens. You play well, you get rewarded, and I think just the Anaheim Ducks had those fluky bounces go their way, just rewarding them for their hard defensive play.
So the Ducks up 4 goals after 2 periods of play, but coming into the third, Nashville started to turn it on a little bit, but it wasn't before Radko Gudas had his out-of-the-box, then wraparound goal, 3 minutes and 18 seconds into that third period, right after the penalty kill.
Here he comes, chased by McDonough, moving in, a shot in too deep. Save there. Wraparound try, scores! How about that? Determination, persistent, second effort, and he beats Soros with a huge goal. It's 5-0 Anaheim.
But as I mentioned, Nashville getting a couple chances in that third period and making a late push. They did have 17 shots on goal and 3 goals. The first one coming from Alexandre Carrier on a shorthanded opportunity during the Ducks power play about halfway through the period.
Off to the left side of Soros, and a drive by Carrick, and that one was blocked by Carrier. Nashville back 2-on-2, a shot, they score! A shorthanded goal, 38 seconds left in the glass, Miner, and the Preds are on the board for the first time.
As I mentioned, 2 more goals after that, giving Nashville a 5-3, cutting the lead. Just 2 goals, the Ducks had the lead, but that would be it as they were able to get the win 5-3. Emerson, you talked about it already with Steve a little bit more, but the fact that the Ducks were able to execute through this whole game, overall just playing really well as a team with being able to get on the road this first game of their road trip. Just your thoughts on how important this win was tonight.
Yeah, me and Steve, said it over and over again, and Radko somewhat confirmed it with his post-game interview that we had the fortunate opportunity to listen to him, and he said it. I mean, just the quick puck movement. I saw it early on in the first period. I was almost shocked and taken aback. Earl Vakanainen had it on this near side wall here as he was kind of inching up, skating towards the neutral zone. He had the opportunity to kick it back to a weak side, just D-to-D Cam Fowler there, and he opted not to. He just wanted to move the puck up quick, move it up north. They ended up getting a chip and a little offensive zone time out of it. I just think that was a big key for the Ducks here tonight, is better passing. There was more tape-to-tape passing tonight than probably any other game. Not a ton of missed passes, but they were also playing quick, even on the power play. I was somewhat surprised there. A lot more switches and high rolls that they were working off of on top of the quick and efficient passing. So, look, they just need to continue to do that. There was moments a little bit later on where they started to second-guess themselves, hanging on to the puck just a tad bit too long instead of just getting a simple strong side clear. I mentioned Ryan Strome had a beautiful flip. It was simple, but it was efficient and effective. And so they just got to continue to play simple and fast for the full 60-plus minutes.
Emerson, thank you for joining us on the post-game show. Safe travels to Raleigh, North Carolina for that game on Thursday against the Hurricanes. We'll hear from you again on the pregame show on Thursday.
I appreciate it. It's not about me when it comes to flying. I'll keep your thoughts with Steve.
Yes, make sure to sit by him. He might appreciate that.
Will
Listen
do.
To some country music on your way out.
Will do.
All right, and stick with us for we will have more of the post-game show. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Duck Stream presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go out of business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Honda NHL All-Star Game is headed to Toronto, and this year we're changing things up, giving fans the power to vote in more players from their favorite teams than ever before. So go ahead, load up on the Leafs, be bullish on the Bruins, fill up on the Flyers, vote in Vancouver, or stock up on the Stars. The first 32 players are in, but the rest is up to you. The NHL All-Star Fan Vote presented by MassMutual is underway. Vote now on X or go to NHL.com/vote.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Welcome back to the post-game show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you to recap this 5-3 win for your Anaheim Ducks over the Nashville Predators on the road. What a team performance it was for the Ducks tonight. 33 shots on net, 5 goals as a part of that, a power play goal as well. Mason McTavish getting that one. And that power play goal was huge after the Ducks were only able to score 1 as a part of that homestand. So generating some offense and just really overall the power play looked strong tonight. Pavel Minchikov back on that. And speaking of Pavel Minchikov, I want to talk about him and Trevor Zegras as both of them left this game. Trevor Zegras leaving the game early and he did not return as he has a lower body injury, and then Pavel Minchikov leaving later in the game, and we didn't hear anything about it, but we know he did not return back into the game after a little bit of a hit into the boards from Michael McCarron. So something to keep our eye on, but certainly hoping the best for both of those guys. But first, let's get to some of your thoughts about this game. As always, if you have any thoughts, you can text us at 714-940-2950. Starting with the first text from Felicia, she said, "Finally, sweet victory at last. Dostal was outstanding and humming me. We are the champions at work, especially since the Kings lost tonight. Keep fighting and getting those goals, my dudes. I love it. This was a really big win for the Ducks tonight, and I think a confidence booster. If you were listening, you might have heard from Radko Gudas after the game with Steve and Emerson, just talking what a great performance it was from the guys really battling in this game and sticking with it, getting back, and really buying in as a whole. So I'm feeling that one. And yes, as you mentioned, the LA Kings losing tonight. They lost in the shootout. Oh, nope. They lost in overtime, excuse me, to the Tampa Bay Lightning, that was a 3-2 final, so obviously always good to see. But our next text that we received here from Marty, nothing else to say other than let's see them do that even more often. I'm just hoping Zegras and Minty have nothing serious. Yes, as I mentioned, both of those guys leaving this game, Zegras leaving a lot earlier in the game after he fell into the boards pretty awkwardly in that first period. Yeah, it didn't look too good, and honestly, in watching the replay of it, you know, in real time, it happened pretty quickly, and it was kind of off screen, but hoping that Zegras is okay, and obviously Minty too, after he had some discomfort. Another text that we received, congrats Ducks on the win. It's going to be a long road trip, so all the best. Yes, a 9-day road trip for this team, so good to start off on a high note, especially the team leaving Nashville and heading to Carolina tonight. And another text that we received here, read from Buena Park. He said, the Ducks were excellent tonight. This was their most complete game of the season. They played fast in all three zones, were great on puck retrievals and breakouts, and a consistent offensive threat all night. Let's keep the momentum going in Carolina. Yeah, thinking back to that game against Carolina, that was the home opener for the Ducks, and that was certainly an exciting one, the Ducks getting that win, so hopefully they can think back to that one and take that same energy from tonight and that game into their game on Thursday in Raleigh. So let's get into a couple of the things that stood out from this game. Troy Terry, a career mark for him tonight, getting to point number 200 on his career, having McTavish's goal. He was the assist on that. He also himself got a goal tonight, so a multi-point game for Troy Terry. Great to see on his end. And also on that end as well, he now has 4 goals in his last 8 games, 5 points in his last 5 games. So good stuff from Troy Terry on that top line tonight, having to adjust a little bit as Trevor Zegras, like I mentioned, left the game. But his line mate, Adam Henrique, getting career point number 500 tonight on Troy Terry's goal. Kind of cool that both of them, that was a part of Terry's goal too. So Adam Henrique, I mean, he's had such a long and outstanding career in the NHL, and it's awesome to see that he gets to career point number 500 tonight. That just says a lot about the guy and the player that he is. Radko Gudas, we got to hear from him after the game. 6 goals on the year now, which ties his career high. He had 6 goals when he was a part of the Philadelphia Flyers back in the 2016-17 season. I think we're going to see more from Radko Gudas. I mean, that goal was impressive. Coming out of the box shorthanded and not giving up. That's the thing. It was stopped, but he went back for it, wrapped it around, somehow got it past UC Saros, as he said. And I think he was a little surprised that the puck went in, but obviously very happy about it. And as I mentioned, he joined Steven Emerson after the game. Just what his message was that he liked the support that the guys were there for each other. He really liked the effort in some of the guys on the back check tonight, just coming back as Nashville's transition game was pretty quick. And we did see that as a part of one of their goals when they had the 2-on-1 goal. So that was good to see in this game overall. And also another guy on the blue line that had a big game tonight, Jackson Lacombe, his first multi-point NHL game. And as I mentioned on the broadcast, coming for his 23rd birthday. So not a bad way to celebrate your birthday in Nashville with a 2-point night, his first in his career. So a couple other things from this game, just going and taking a look at that first period. I know I mentioned Trevor Zegras leaving that period, leaving the game, not returning. And that happened early in the first period, just falling down, sliding awkwardly into the boards. And he really couldn't put any weight on his left leg. So hoping that he is okay. Moving on a little bit from that first period, just impressive play from Alex Killorn. That was something that Emerson and I talked about as a part of that Ryan Strome goal, the first goal in this game, just flipping the puck up and over. And he said to Steven Emerson during his interview that he was watching Nashville's defensemen. So he kind of knew where exactly to put the puck, and it worked out. It was perfect puck placement for Ryan Strome to get that puck and go to the goal shorthanded. So I really like that. The Ducks just had that jump early in the game. They were creating quality chances early in the period, just playing simple. And that's what we like to see. They were moving the puck around, making great, solid passes overall. And it really made the difference. I don't think Nashville came into this game as prepared to take on this Ducks team tonight because of the news yesterday. You can imagine that. Maybe, you know, they had some things on their mind, but clearly that was not the case because the Ducks were ready to play tonight. So we're going to talk more on the other side of the break about this game that the Ducks had against the Predators. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hey, everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
The Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Alexis Downey with you, recapping this Anaheim Ducks win on the road tonight as they get their road trip started over the Nashville Predators, a 5-3 win. As I mentioned before the break, a lot of good coming from this game overall, just in looking at the Ducks' performance, a solid effort from the team. And it felt like they didn't give up. You know, they stuck with it the whole 60 minutes, and it was overall just a solid effort from a lot of the guys on the ice. And just some of the stats that have jumped out to me from this game: Ryan Strome, 6 shots on goal. Troy Terry, 5 shots on goal. Frank Vetrano, 6 shots on goal as well. Radko Gudas, 5 blocked shots. He also had 4 shots in this one. He was someone that really stood out in this game, and hence why he was a part of the interview after the game, having a goal. He was +3 tonight, only 2 penalty minutes. So that was good to see from Radko Gudas, just not having to get too physical in this game and playing a solid two-way game for himself. A couple other stats that stood out to me on that end: Mason McTavish, 3 blocked shots. He had two shots on goal and was 56% in the circle. And faceoffs were something that the Ducks did well in tonight, as overall they were about 51%, 51.4% in this game. Adam Henrique, 52% in the circle. And then also at 60% was Sam Carrick. So good on the Ducks to win those battles early. And we even saw that payoff as a part of one of the Ducks' goals just coming right off the faceoff. That one was Mason McTavish's goal as well. And that one coming on the power play. And speaking of the power play, with Jamie Drysdale not on the team anymore, Pavel Mintikov moves back into that quarterback position on power play one. And he looked good there tonight. And I think, yes, he did give up. There was that chance where he did give up the puck late in the game and Nashville went down the other way, had a chance, but it worked out. It didn't go in the net, you know, and I think he's still young. He's learning. So to get back into the swing of things, being back on the power play, something he's probably going to have to get a little bit used to, but he's had a lot of success there this season. So something I'm not necessarily worried about as well. Also, a couple other things from this game. I know I mentioned Pavel Mintikov leaving the game late, and I didn't exactly explain what happened, but Michael McCarron laid a hit on Pavel Mintikov. It was about right behind the net on the boards, and then McCarron would go on to slash Urho Vaakanainen. There was no call on that. This came right before the Predators' goal late in the game. It was Philip Tomasino's goal. It was that beautiful one-timer that they were able to execute, but the no call on Vaakanainen, not good. And then, like I mentioned, right before that, Mintikov getting hit into the boards. It didn't look all too bad. It looked like he came down and maybe was a little shaken up. So I was a bit surprised when I found out that he did go to the locker room. So hoping that it's nothing that we have to worry about and he will be back out again for that game in Carolina on Thursday, because we know that team in Carolina has some pretty good defensemen and we're going to need our best guys on the blue line. And speaking of that, I put out a Duckstream Twitter poll just asking, you know, who was a player in this game that stood out to you? And right now, Lukáš Dostál is winning at 48% with your votes. He stopped 39 shots of 42 total shots tonight. Dostál, I mean, we can't say enough good about him and how good he's been this year. Another great performance by him. You know, I think back to that game against the Toronto Maple Leafs. We wanted him to get that shutout so bad. No announcer's curse in that. No one wanted to say anything. It was unfortunate that he wasn't able, you know, to hold them off, but he continues to have these solid performances, and it's really exciting just knowing that the Ducks have a solid tandem on the back end with both John Gibson and Lukáš Dostál as he continues to grow, because, I mean, he's only a rookie, and I sometimes forget that because we did see him a bit last season. But Dostál is still really young, so to see what he's been able to do this season is certainly a good sign for the future. But in going along with that, a couple more comments that we did get in our Duckstream Twitter poll. Vaakanainen was someone that stood out to a lot of you tonight. And as I mentioned in the pregame show, it was his 100th career NHL game. And he was slotted on a line with Cam Fowler. So a little bit of a different pairing for him tonight. But it worked out well, and I thought he played really good tonight, just getting up on the plays, also just being active as a defenseman, and he's someone that he's quietly effective. I feel like we might not talk about him as much, but he is a quietly effective defenseman, and that's the best way I feel like I've been able to describe him this year. So good on Vaakanainen to have another solid game. And clearly some of our fans are noticing as well. Jackson Lacombe, another guy coming into the lineup tonight after he missed the last two games, was originally moved around, sent down to San Diego, but called up. Obviously, Jamie Drysdale no longer on the team. So the team has Jackson Lacombe back. Robert Haig also called up. So he is an option for this road trip. But Lacombe, just, he was paired with Radko Gudas. They were paired early in the season together. Tonight, working out really well overall. I liked the pairings on the defensive end tonight. I think that, as we've said, it's just It was a great effort from the team overall tonight, and a lot of good to take from this one as we look ahead to that game in Carolina on Thursday, a 4 o'clock puck drop. We will have the pregame show for you at 3:30. So it's going to be an early one, but that's what happens when the team is on the East Coast. So not as early though as the game on Monday. That is going to be a really early one. 10 a.m. game, but we have a couple more before we get to that one. So we got to focus on this game on Thursday against the Carolina Hurricanes. And as I said, just a great team effort overall, a lot of good. And the fact that the guys were able to just put all of their energy into it and really buy into this game tonight with everything that happened yesterday in the news. Good to see the guys are ready to go and continue this road trip on a high note. So thank you for being with us, listening to the postgame show on Duck Stream. We'll have the replay after the break of Ducks and Predators if you want to stick around. But as I mentioned, thank you again for listening to the postgame show on Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there. Them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on your...
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today. There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends.
They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.